Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. We've been on the air now for 20-something years and glad to be back on for a full hour. We were kind of truncated last week. I was in here with Pat, who did a fabulous job and has continued to do a fabulous job. She must be the voice of the fire. You know, she's been on the air forever, it seems.
As the spot said, 1:05 a.m. that Monday morning. That's when she was on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been something else since then.
Well, we went off the air 2 weeks ago, and Joe and I say adios, go Niners, all that kind of stuff, and then boom, then Monday morning, everything, all hell broke loose. So, we're going to have a special guest in studio today, Joe Rupe. Joe is an All-State, she's State Farm. God, you know, I've been practicing not saying that, for God's sake. State Farm, Jesus Christ, Joe, I'm so sorry. The, what?
Watch the language. I did want to. On the radio.
Excuse me. Anyway, so good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mike.
And this is normal stuff.
Yeah, this is normal.
Mike messing up. It's nothing new.
Okay, good to know.
So we're getting back to normal.
Yeah, but State Farm. So thank God. I hope corporate's not listening right now.
No, we are the good neighbors.
Yeah, you're the good neighbors. Right. You got it. And Joe's been a long time. Joe and I are know each other through the Sonoma County Executive Association, and he's been in insurance for 25 years. He's got a great building on Sonoma Avenue. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen it. It's pretty funny because instead of putting his picture out, he puts his picture of his building. I love that. As a guy in real estate, any guy that puts his picture of his building out there was a really cool guy.
Oh, it's much better looking than me.
I won't say that. And what is the address of your building, Joe?
My office is located at 1103 Sonoma Avenue, downtown Santa Rosa.
Right, and you've probably seen it before, driven by it. It's really a great looking building. And Joe's a great looking guy, by the way, too. But we're going to have Joe here because he gave us a great presentation to our Sonoma County Executive Association. And basically, okay, what do we do? Mm-hmm. We're going to kind of go through that. I know you've heard from different insurance folks, but here's a local guy who's been doing this for 25 years. He worked down in Northridge after the earthquake for a year. He was the National Catastrophe Claim guy for State Farm. So he's been around for a long time doing this, and he's really kind of like boots on the ground kind of guy, knows what he's talking about. So we're going to have Joe, spend some segments with us and talk about just what's going on in the market today, what you guys need to do, what's the next step. You've all been in your homes now. I guess they allowed Coffee Park and Fountain Grove yesterday. And if I see another picture, Joe, of a guy holding a lucky gnome, it's so funny. It's a friend of ours, and it's kind of tragic, obviously, but a good friend of ours, Harry Coffee, mm-hmm. lost his house. Yeah. And his neighbor, this lovely little lady who he helped, flee the flames, she was worried about her gnome collection. Okay, now here she's got a 4,000-square-foot house that went up in flames, and she's worried about her gnome collection. But and then there was a picture of Hans Dippel, I think, yesterday, holding a lucky gnome in his hand. So it'll probably set back gnome stock for a while. But so we're going to have Joe talk about those kind of issues, not about gnomes, but about what your next step will be. There are plenty of strike teams in the county right now, Joe, everywhere you see insurance companies, mobile units, this type of thing. Joe is local, so he's dealing with everybody he can out of his office. He's lived there for 10 days now. He's wearing the same clothes I saw him on Wednesday. So,
they're washed.
Yeah, they're washed, thank God, yes. But he's been really, really, really busting his butt. And we're gonna chat about just what you're going to do. But before we do that, we're not going to take any calls today. We're going to really try to concentrate on what's going on in the current fire scene. The thing, Joe and I were talked about off the air, there's kind of like a positive and a negative going on right now. The positive is that we have all these incredible resources. We're going to the same kind of, spirit that really took care of combating the fire is going to be here, and we're going to rebuild this whole thing in about hopefully 2 or 3 years. And then there's the realistic side that says, oh, yeah, you ever try to work with the city and the county before? And it'll take 5 years. So, we're going to discuss, some part of that. But the thing to note is that when it comes to the real estate market, our listings have plummeted dramatically. Joe and I were talking about putting people into rental properties. Keith Becker, who's a really well-known property manager here in town, he is, starving for product. People are signing leases. Joe was telling me that his clients are signing leases. There are properties out there. The thing is that we're running into an issue with, the amount of money that people are paying for rents now for available stock is really dampening what a normal renter could pay. And a lot of that is because people are coming out of homes, where they're much more substantial, they have better resources, maybe better policies, and they're just beating everybody up when it comes to the price. So we're going to see that probably in the next, 2 to 3 months. But as far as listings are concerned, they dropped like 120. Right now, we only have 688 listings for the entire county of Sonoma. And guys, we had before that about 800 and I think it was like 30. So you can see we've dropped substantially since then. And we're probably going to still see it. 633 active listings. The median home price is $899 for those active listings. When you go through Santa Rosa, it's just slim pickings everywhere. And you're probably going to see this, probably change as people actually start reporting properties off the market due to the fire. I think a lot of agents are in, kind of shell-shocked right now. A lot of our friends and agents, family members lost homes. I think there's one person, Joe, who probably doesn't know somebody who's lost a home.
Agreed.
I mean, the numbers are staggering. When you look at the county and the city, Santa Rosa lost at least 2,907 homes in the fires, or 5% of its housing stock, plus 86 commercial properties representing 400,000 square feet of space. County officials put their tally at more than 3,800 occupied structures in the unincorporated area. Now, you were knocked out of your house for a while. You were up in the Skyhawk.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
But you guys got back in. There was never any damage to Skyhawk, right?
No, there was not any fire damage to Skyhawk neighborhood. They defended it pretty well.
Yeah. It was pretty further out coming down. I think it came down through Pythian in that area. But so glad to see Joe's okay. But like you said, he has a second home, which he's been in his office for 10 days straight now, just taking care of claims. And you're going to probably see this. When do you think this will abate, Joe? When do you think you'll be able to go home again?
Well, I went home that night, Mike, that it rained. That was the first time my family had been under our roof, and thank God it was standing still.
Yeah.
And the sound of that rain was such a nice sound.
Is that
nice?
Yeah, it was really, really, really nice, especially for containment of the fire. And now they're just kind of sweating bullets now because they really need to get this thing contained because I guess winds are going to be coming up next week and the weather's going to get hotter. So hopefully they'll be able to knock those down. So, excuse me, Joe?
Well, I do have the latest containment numbers if you
want
to hear
that. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay,
sure.
The pocket fire in Geyserville, 17,000 acres, 86% contained. Nunn's fire, 56,000 acres, 89% contained. In the Tubb fire, who started all this mess, 36,000, 94% contained. So good numbers there. And let's not forget about the Redwood fire. They had a pretty big one up there in Mendocino County, 36,000, 97% contained.
Yeah. But when you see Coffee Park and you see Fountain Grove, it's just absolutely devastating. My Allison, my ex-business partner, who is fine, by the way, for all you folks who miss Allison, her daughter's house was one house removed from the fire, Joe. It's just, and then all the homes next to her going I think south are okay, but she's sitting there, and her view is across the street is just like, you know, just bleak. So, but she's okay. But now you got, you know, what do you do with your kids? I mean, you can't take your kids back to an environment where there's toxic, you know, air, all those, you know, those properties, all the ashes, and they're going to start blowing around in the wind and all that kind of stuff. And so there's going to be some long-term issues going on here. So let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk with Joe Rupi, and we're going to really look into what you should be doing right now when we return with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, right back after these words.
Thank you, Sonoma County, for your kindness to the KSRO family during the North Bay wildfires.
I got my news from you because I haven't picked up a paper in 11 days.
Our way of saying thank you will be to stay with this story as long as is necessary. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour, back to our normal one-hour format. And thanks to Pat Kerrigan for leading the charge for KSRO last week. And last 2 weeks, it's been pretty dramatic. She was on the air all the time, pretty much. And, you know, KSRO, you know, it took a lot for Lawrence Amatoro, who owns the station, to say, look, okay, no commercials. Let's just keep doing, you know, what we got to do to keep the community involved and alert. And KSRO did a marvelous job at that. So I'm very proud to be part of the station. So Joe Rupi, okay, now let me get this right. State Farm Insurance.
That's correct, Mike.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Okay, corporate, I apologize for the first blunder. And I told myself, don't say it's State. I mean, anyway, so Joe's been a long, long-term State Farm. I guess you were adjuster for a while. You did catastrophe down in Northridge, claims for a year. Now you've been doing what we'd say normal real estate, or normal real estate, normal insurance for the last 18 years?
That's correct.
All right. So, tell us what it is you actually do.
Well, first off,
what policies do you
write? Of course. I just wanted to say thank you, Mike, for having us here, having me here, and also to KSRO. In my office, I relied on KSRO to give me accurate information that was local, that was usable for me and my clients. It was on in my office constantly, and it was a huge asset, and I'm proud to be sitting here being a part of it right now, giving more information.
You did a great job.
But I want to tell, give them some messages to State Farm customers that we are here to help those who've been impacted. Our heart goes out to those people. State Farm is a leader in the industry, and we are here to help. That is the message I have right now. If you've not filed a claim with your State Farm agent, you have that option to go to an agent's office to file a claim. 1-800-SF-CLAIM is our phone number to call 24 hours a day to get your message, your claim filed with State Farm. StateFarm.com is also another way, and we have a State Farm Pocket Agent app. So there's four real ways to get your claim started with the State Farm Claims Department. We've mobilized hundreds of people to come into the area. They've been deployed to our area. They're committed to State Farm customers, and they're meeting with customers across the county right now to help them assess their damage and try to get the process of rebuilding started.
Right. So, okay, so the tragedy has happened. We've lost our home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All of our personal belongings are gone. People walked out of this fire with just the shirt on their backs. All right. So the first thing you guys were doing, they come to you and they say, what do we do? So the first thing you do is what? Get them, obviously, shelter, get them some clothes, some money to go for. Tell us the process, Joe.
Well, I can tell you that first week, those first few days, I had a constant flow of customers. And it was unbelievable sight, walking into the office, some in their pajamas and night clothes, some with nothing but their clothes in their car, walking in asking, what do we do? And our job in my office, and it's across State Farm, was to reassure people, to explain coverages. But number one is to get the claim process started. It all starts with getting a claim number, getting our claims department mobilized. And then in my office, what we were doing was explaining to customers how the process works, getting that claim set up, and then getting them hooked up with a State Farm claim specialist that can start helping them trying to find a place to live. Number one, job one is, where am I going to sleep tonight?
Okay, so you're the guy who wrote the policy. They're coming to you because you're their insurance guy.
That is correct.
All right, then they say, how do I find a place, Joe? Then you have somebody within your State Farm to go ahead and find them a place to stay.
Well, that's part of it. We had really, there's two avenues. Number one was customers. I was telling them, start asking people questions on who you know.
Right.
What are your connections? Who do you have in the area? If you have a hot lead on a property that's somewhat comparable to what you had, get it to State Farm, and we have a service that we use that can actually help negotiate that deal, get a lease signed if it's viable, get them in, get them rented furniture so people can come in and start living again. In the absence of that, we have other vendors that we use that can try to talk with the customer to say, well, what did you have? Well, I had a 4-bedroom place in Rincon Valley, X number of square feet, and they would try to find that profile home somewhere in our community to try to rent it for them, and that's what we would try to do.
Yeah, and it's pretty dramatic. I mean, I've had a lot of clients call me, and they go, Mike, did you get any photos of my property? Mm. When you bought it, a good friend of ours, Bob Tope, who was burned out in Coffee Park,
yep.
Bill's Auto Electric, want to give a good plug for him. He's a local, solid business guy.
He's my mechanic, yep.
Fourth generation mm-hmm. mechanic. It was pretty amazing. He took over from his dad and another good friend of ours, but he lost his house. He bought it in 1995,
mm-hmm.
and he said, do you have any pictures? Because I didn't do anything to my house since 1995. So I went in and I can't find it, but your realtor could probably go back to 2002, okay, in our MLS, and I searched around, and that's when I started finding photos again. If you bought your home within the last 10 years, probably, there's a darn good chance where, Joe, you can see the floor plan because, sometimes people go, what the heck did my house look like? Seriously. And you can also go to the county assessor's office, and they have the assessor's records down there. You have to show your ID or have a blue ink signature, from if you have a representative going down for you. They should have a floor plan for you. They should have their assessor's notes, okay, especially if you did a major remodel. Because, some of these houses in Coffee Park, Joe, I can come to you and say, Joe, I did a complete remodel, granite kitchen, stainless steel. Well, I didn't know about that. Maybe you didn't change your policy. So those records, if you were selling or buying your house, they should be in the MLS. So contact your realtor, contact your appraiser, contact the county assessors, and you should get a pretty good, accounting of what your home looked like for Joe, because Joe's going to go, well, what did it look like? How do you do that process?
Yeah, the meetings are going to happen now with the adjusters that come in to help the customers. And the meetings are going to be really centered on, describe your home for me.
Right.
And lay it out on the computer diagram on what did it look like. And at the end of that meeting, the conversations on what the features were in that home, the goal is to develop the replacement cost of that building. And that is our goal right now, is to figure out what was there. And any resources available, including county records, are just going to be very helpful. I have customers calling me saying, I've got blueprints. And I'm telling them, get those to the claims personnel because it will help expedite things.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, and if you had Keith Christopherson build your house, he did most of Southridge, Fur Ridge, a lot of the areas up there. He's got plans. The city of Santa Rosa does not have plans, unfortunately. They decided they didn't need to blueprint them
mm-hmm.
and put them on microfiche, so you're going to have that kind of a fight. But, okay, so the house is burned down, Joe. I've come to you. Okay, you're going to give me some money so I can go out and get, right, you know, some temporary items. I understand you were writing checks like mad in your office.
Yeah, my wrist still hurts from all those checks that we were writing, but I felt great about it.
Yeah.
The first step was finding the place to live.
Right.
Getting a place to lay your head down and start living life again and get those kids squared away if you have them. But once that process is underway, or at least you feel better about it, you really have to look at your insurance claim as, and I described it in my office, as three buckets of money. One is the building, one is the personal property, and the last one is the living expense. And there's different components that goes into each one of those categories. But what you can ask for, and I think it's reasonable to ask for, is an advance on personal property. Mm-hmm. Get some money in my pocket now so that I can purchase some clothes, some school things, some things I need, a computer if you lost your computer, things that you need to start living your life again. So large advances were made, and I'm telling you, save receipts, keep documents, put those, get it organized so that you know in your claim management process, what is the personal property items that I'm going to be claiming, and keep those receipts separate and segregated. Then use that money that's been advanced to start the process of getting your items replaced.
Yeah. And then, like you said, you do have people on the ground that are trying to find, you know, places to rent.
Yeah.
Okay, I know we've had people that have called that said, you know, if you have the resources, buying a property, you know, for the next 2 or 3 years may not be a bad way to go. I've already had 5 or 6 people call me and say, look, this is going to take forever to get this done. And then a lot of them say, Joe, and you've heard this, is that I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to go through the whole phase of construction, you know, and maybe 2 or 3 years fighting with my contractor, mm-hmm, and the city. Because, you know, guys, it's going to be incredible. Now, there's the city, you know, has really committed to fast-tracking things. You know, they say they're going to try to get all the toxic, you know, stuff cleared off. I think they're going to have to probably take out the foundations. I mean, you had heat of 2,500 degrees. One of the photos I saw with Joe was of the hubcaps of a car had melted and the rivulets had gone down the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just absolutely incredible. You know, another friend of mine said he opened up his garage and his house blew up because of the heat and the wind and everything. Just absolutely incredible. People got out of there without some major loss of life. So the thing is that, you know, they're wondering, should they go with this process? And they may just be able to take their lots. Now, so tell us how the procedure will work, Joe, for, okay, I'm going to rebuild my house. Okay, so right now I've got some interim money from you guys. Hopefully, maybe I found a rental, maybe I'm in a hotel. I want to start rebuilding as soon as I can. Now, we have to wait, obviously, for the lots to be cleared of all the toxic issues, and the city has stated this should happen early 2018, which will be a pretty heroic effort, in my opinion. That's a lot of lots to clear off. Then it gets down to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what it comes down to, doesn't it? I mean, you know, because maybe Christofferson said, I'll build 40 homes for you, okay? But you may say, well, I don't want Christofferson to build my home. I want, you know, Joe Rupi Construction to build my home or whatever. So, you know, how are you going to deal with all this? So as far as the claims are concerned, that is out of your hands. That's going to a separate claims adjuster.
So let me just start by saying again, we're here to help in Santa Rosa. We have 5 mobile claim sites that are operational in the impacted areas, and we're here to try to make the process efficient as possible for our customers. That's where the claims rep, claims adjusters, and the customers will be meeting to talk about their properties and then explain their options, because right, there's going to be options. I have had conversations with customers whose initial reaction was, I simply will not rebuild,
yeah,
because they're,
yeah,
older and they're not going to go through that. Those are options that they will make individually.
Yep.
But we're still taking claims at State Farm. We have 3,330 homeowners claims filed and 1,130 auto claims. So this is still hot right now.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back more with Joe Rupi. Okay, he will be back to answer a lot of the questions that I have regarding the process of rebuilding after this fire. We'll be right back after these words.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Defeat for ISIS, with U.S.-backed forces saying that they've taken back from the militants Syria's largest oil field. Retired general and former CIA director David Petraeus.
The sooner that ISIS could be shown to be a loser is the sooner that it's no longer as effective as it is in recruiting, in proselytizing, in encouraging, inspiring, and so forth.
Petraeus and ABC's This Week. Police not giving details, but confirm they have engaged in an incident at a bowling alley in Nuneaton, a town near Birmingham, England. They say it is not terrorism-related. The British newspaper The Telegraph reports the gunman is holding hostages, police not confirming that. The total is $31 million and counting, raised for hurricane relief by the five retired U.S. presidents who appeared with this person last night.
Mr. President!
Lady Gaga making a surprise appearance at the One America concert at Texas A&M. George H.W. Bush spokesperson saying the event raised at least $2 million, making the total for the five presidents so far $31 million. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Warm temperatures are on the way. Today's sunny skies at 79, 66 on the coast. A few clouds tonight, low 49 inland and on the shores. Monday topping out at 90 degrees, 74 on the coast. Tuesday, blue skies at 91, 77 in Bodega Bay. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. Joe Rupi is here with State Farm Insurance. And you don't have khakis on, do you?
No, the khakis are being
Are being washed. Okay. Yeah. That's probably one of the more enjoyable commercials that ever was.
I agree.
And what are you wearing, Joe, through State Farm?
I get a call at least once a month from the office. What are you wearing?
Yeah. Okay, so we are chatting about, okay, now here's another question, Joe. You come back and your home isn't burned out. Mm-hmm. I just talked about Allison's daughter. Her house is not burned out, but she's right next to houses that were damaged. And across the street, there is this bleak landscape. What should she be concerned about?
Great question, Mike. I'm getting a lot of that this past week, that people are coming back to the home. They've been out for days and in Oakmont, some of them over a week, right?
Yeah.
And they've been out, and now they're, what do I do? So a few categories of coverage that you should be looking at as you decide whether you want to file your insurance claim. Under most insurance contracts, and I know at State Farm, our contract, there's a provision called temporary emergency living expense. If you've been designated in a mandatory evacuation area and you have to be evacuated, you have coverage under your contract for up to 2 weeks for temporary emergency expenses, things like hotel or restaurant bills. If you've got to go buy clothes or medicines,
right.
Things are emergencies. Keep all those receipts, and I know they have. You will eventually, if you need to file a claim, submit that to State Farm. All of that is subject to your policy deductible. So if you go back and the home is standing and it smells like roses and no problems, you don't need to file a claim unless those expenses exceed the deductible.
Right.
A lot of my clients have had that. But then you go to the next categories. You go back and the home's there's been no power in the house, and there might be some spoilage of food in the freezer and the fridge. My advice to you is photograph all of that if you can. Start making lists. We've thrown away a lot in my house.
Yeah.
And you just you could also claim that potential loss of food spoilage. And then on a case-by-case basis, really decide, do I need to be filing a claim looking for professional cleaning? And some of the advice I've been giving my clients is, what are you seeing? Is there ash? Is there soot inside the home? Maybe they left quickly and the windows were left open.
Yeah.
And they have to deal with that professional cleanup. If that is the case, you know, on a case-by-case basis, decide, do I want to file that claim and get State Farm involved or your insurance company involved?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and like Joe said, you know, keep track of all your expenses when you've been, you know, been displaced, because that is really what where you're going to come back and say, Joe, here are our expenses. What can we do about it?
Correct.
Now, so they're out of the house, so they've, and if you've, like you said, if the house is still standing, you're coming back to check what you just talked about. But the house is gone, so we're coming back, so we talk to your claims adjuster, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what are the other things you need to do? Because you've lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've got a checklist there where the things that you really need to look out for.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously people could have lost passports, you know, driver's license. People got out with, like you said, in their PJs, in their slippers, no wallet, no cell phone, no nothing.
Right. I've seen too much.
Yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
And they're asking questions. And the most often asked question I'm being asked is, what questions should I be asking? Because I simply don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, some advice we have at State Farm and that's universal for everybody is, as you're hiring contractors, make certain you're looking for reputable contractors. We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah.
But urgent matters are things like, call your landline phone company and stop that service. Electric company, cable company, internet services, gas service, pest control. Get those people involved and let them know that you're in this situation and stop services if that's warranted.
Yeah, there was that classic video that was going around showing the postman driving through this burnt-out area of Coffee Park delivering mail. Now, people don't realize that he was asked by the people that live there to do that so they could come back and get their mail. But that's one thing also is the post office. If you're wiped out and gone, you need to change that. You know, all your phones and this type of thing. But, you know, also when we talk about the calamity we've had, the tax assessor, mm-hmm. and this is very important, your property's a lot less than it was when it was reassessed. Matter of fact, this is going to be one of the huge issues, Joe. I understand some $30 million of revenue is going to be gone because of the lack of, you know, revenue from sales tax, you know, from all the commercial businesses, but namely all the residential properties. So you can go to the county assessor's office and get that form that you need to file before December 3rd, I believe it is, because Bill Rousseau, who's been on the show before and is going to be talking to all of our realtors on Tuesday, says that is very important that you get that done.
Again, more very valuable information, Mike. KSRO has been there to help.
Yeah, but you just, like you said, there's where do you start? So let's talk about contractors.
Right.
We have a gentleman in our executive association who's a contractor, and he does custom houses, custom additions, really terrific remodels. He can't find workers as it is. I mean, you talk to anybody in the trades, Joe. I mean, our friend Bob Topo, I talked about earlier, Bill's Auto Electric, he can't find mechanics. So we have this whole, there could be a separate radio show about how many people in the trades are no longer working the trades. So now, how do you do? So you're at Northridge mm-hmm. after the earthquake. Did you see it? Is there like a vacuum that comes in? Because I'm worried about scammers coming in. I'm already starting to see it.
Yeah, I agree.
So
yeah.
How do you combat that?
Well, the State Farm's given me some real good information on how to avoid some scams. And contractors that you simply might not want to do business with. Avoid pushy door-to-door sales tactics or unsolicited calls. They're common after a disaster.
Yeah.
Promising discounts. Contractors that come in and promise discounts if they use leftover materials or referring other customers, I'll give you a discount. Be careful on that.
Yeah.
Insisting on large deposits or cash payments in full. Really, that is a red flag on what you want to be avoiding. And asking you to secure building permits, or if they're unwilling to provide a local contact information, those are ones you want to be really weary of.
Yeah, you know, and it sounds so obvious, but I'm telling you guys, in this type, you know, of event, you know, your defenses are down. Mm-hmm. You've been beat up. You're just build my house.
Yes.
And people will come to you, and they will be the answer to your dreams. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's the issue we always have, especially. And I don't want to pick on Oakmont, but for our senior folks out there, they are the ones that people go after like crazy. And I could see a scam where a guy comes in. Oh, you need to have your whole house clean. I got a whole house fan I use and all this kind of stuff because you've been subject to the fire and blah 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 blah.
Right.
It could be true, but then again, it could just be a scam.
Well, rely on your State Farm adjuster or your insurance adjuster to run that by. But here's some things you can do. You can contact your local home builders association or remodelers council for a directory of reputable contractors.
Right, right.
You can make sure that the contractors are currently licensed, registered, and insured. Big matters, big issues.
And you can look all that up online, folks.
Correct.
All right.
Get at least three different estimates if possible, right? And insist on a written contract that includes the contractor's contact information, the project timeline, the payment schedule, and the permit requirements.
Right.
Those are the positive steps that you can make right now if you're selecting somebody to work on your home to hopefully put yourself in a better position so you're not going to get scammed.
Exactly. You could have somebody come in and say, no, we can use that foundation. I mean, one thing foundations and concrete doesn't like is extreme heat. And the heat we had, 2,500 degrees on a foundation, they may have to be totally, scraped. But the thing is that now, so if somebody is dealing with somebody and you're their insurance guy, I would say, Joe, do you know this guy? Mm-hmm. What should I do? I mean, yeah, I'm sure you're hearing that already about what do I do? And that's what you're going to hear that a lot.
It'll happen more as this unfolds, but we're really still in that process of getting people places to live and getting money in their hands and explaining the process. Rely on your claims adjuster. That claims personnel will work with you on the damage. They will evaluate structural components like the foundation and the hardscape. They'll make those decisions on what needs to be replaced and what can be salvaged.
Right. Now, so what is the procedure for, somebody says, I want to get right on it. I want to get my property cleared. Yeah, good luck. But, but they do. They're really, we have.
Yeah, I have had clients.
Oh, no. I have one gal right now who she lost her house on Wallace Road, and she's already met with the architect. She's met with this, that. She wants to get it done and get built, rebuilt right away. But with that, you've got to be careful as to what you're getting yourself into. If they say they can use that foundation again, that may not be the case. Okay, but so what is the procedure? Say I get now. Let's talk about this, and maybe tell me if it's out of your expertise.
Okay, I will.
Okay, we have a house. We're gonna have the land scraped. Now we have a vacant lot. Okay, I don't want to sell, Joe. I own it free and clear. What's the procedure?
That is outside of the scope of what that's a claims decision and a claim conversation on, well, what can we do with this lot?
Right.
But there's going to be a lot people can do, from rebuilding to not.
Right.
Right. But I'm hearing lots of people the conversation I'm having is that they want to rebuild. They're looking for that home to be rebuilt so they can start living the life on the place they love.
So is it in maybe I'm getting out of your expertise. Is it like a construction loan? Is that how the settlement is done?
That's a great question. My understanding and from my experience being in claims is that when a number is arrived at under the building coverages, and there's lots of good coverage available under the building, but that number is arrived at and the check would be payable to the named insured on the contract, Mr. and Mrs. Rupee.
Right.
Also, then you would also be listing the mortgagee on that check as well, because they're additionally insured under the contract.
Right.
So you have that conversation with your lender that says, what do we do? You'll negotiate with your own individual lender. In a lot of cases, that money will be put into an insurance department account at that lender and given out as construction continues.
Right, right.
People might even continue to keep their first mortgage, pay that mortgage payment on it, and for their own personal reasons why that would be their decision. But consider it like a construction process where money will be doled out as the construction process.
Exactly. Yeah. If you've never done a construction project, once you do the foundation, you get a certain amount of money. Once you have it framed, you get a certain amount of money and get a roof on it. That's this type of thing. So people need to be very careful of that and make sure they're using the correct contractor. And does the State Farm is there an approved vendor list you guys recommend? I mean, is that something that you do corporate wise or?
Yeah, we have a we're working with all the limitations we have here, but
right. They
have a StateFarm.com has a contractor selection tool that we will be relying on, and also working with individual policyholders on what contractors they want to use. But we can help in the process of at least introducing you to contractors.
Right.
Ultimately, it's going to be your choice as the homeowner on what contractor you'll select,
mm-hmm.
because it's
mm-hmm.
going to be your property.
You got it. Okay, we'll take a little break and come back more with Joe Rupi of State Farm Insurance. Got that right. And he does not have any khakis.
Right.
And we're going to come back with some final thoughts from Joe. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Thank you, Sonoma County, for your kindness to the KSRO family during the North Bay wildfires.
I got my news from you, because I haven't picked up a paper in 11 days.
Our way of saying thank you will be to stay with this story as long as is necessary. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, and we apologize for not taking any calls today. We wanted to not really get into the specifics of every case. We would probably get calls from, you know, specific policyholders asking about a certain thing, and we just kind of agreed that wouldn't be the thrust of the show today. So, Joe, let's wrap it up because we, you know, we're talking about personal property. You've lost everything. You've lost your policy. You know, a lot of people, they get their insurance policy and they stick it away and they never look at it again, right? They assume they're covered, okay? Should people reevaluate their policy, what, every 5 years or 2 years, or the more stuff you get? How does it work?
Great question, Mike. At this point, if you have lost your declarations pages or your insurance contract, ask your claims adjuster for that information. They'll provide it to you. If you're a State Farm customer, go to statefarm.com, register, and you can actually see all of your insurance contracts, the declarations pages there showing the limits. That's the great step because that's all people have lost that.
Right.
I'm getting also questions regarding how do I document personal property? Work with your claims department rep. Your job is to make the claim on things you had. And I'm telling my clients, really, as you have a quiet moment, think about, well, if I'm in my living room, what was there? And start closing your eyes and think, well, what was I? What is in that room? And get it on paper right now, because it will help you as this unfolds, making certain that you're claiming everything that was lost. Your job is to make certain it was claimed, and the insurance company will ask you for the documentation that's needed. But in a lot of cases, there's simply enough.
Yeah.
Look for digital photographs, family and friends that have things in the cloud, right? Photographs on your phone, things that you have that can show you. God, what was, maybe there's a photograph of a living room during a birthday party that can help you jog your memory on what you had in there. But ultimately, you have to make those claims for personal property, and they'll work with individuals on a case-by-case basis.
Sure. And if you lost your home and your home was on the market, chances are your realtor has a bunch of photos.
Correct.
You know, if you used me, you probably have a virtual tour, and those would be invaluable, like Joe says, to determine just what was there.
I didn't even think about that. That is great, great advice.
And virtual tours are very, very handy to have around. Joe.
Now, one more thing. As From where we go forward now, and let's say you're one of the fortunate ones who've not had the loss, but you've seen everybody else who has had the loss, and you're wondering, what do I have as far as coverage? Now's the time to call, be proactive on your own, to call your insurance company, call your insurance agent, and request a meeting. Sit down, let's review things. Let's see what the coverages we do have, because as the moratorium at State Farm's lifted, hopefully one day soon, we can start writing business again. I'm certain we're going to be very busy in my office meeting with customers, making certain that the coverages are accurate.
Yeah, and that's for the realtor. That's the $1 million question right now. Is when are you guys going to start writing coverage?
I can't wait till we can
close these deals.
I hear you, Mike. I'm getting a lot of it.
Yeah,
That's out of my pay level, right? But the those decisions are going to come, and when the moratorium is lifted on changing policies and writing new business, it'll be available to agents' offices to start talking to their customers again.
You got it. Okay, Joe, thanks for being here today. We really appreciate you coming down. I know it's been a tough last 10 days for you. Closing thoughts for us?
Yeah, I just want to make certain that all State Farm customers know that we have 5 mobile claim sites around the county. They're in areas that have been impacted, and they're there to make certain that the process is efficient as possible, where you can meet with your claim rep and get your questions answered and get on that process to rebuild. Our heart goes out to everybody, Mike, really. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Sure. So those emergency, are they at the fairgrounds probably, all the emergency centers, no doubt?
Yeah, they're all around the county in different areas. They're on appointment only basis. We want to make certain that the lines don't get real busy.
Sure.
But talk to your claim representative. But if you've got an immediate question, 1-800-SF-CLAIM or call your State Farm agent's office.
Sounds good.
And I'd be happy to help.
Great. Thanks, Joe, for coming down.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. Joe Pasquini, you had a thought?
Actually, we've been talking about how busy Pat Kerrigan's been the last 2 weeks. She will be in here to give an update at noon today. She's on her way in now. So we wanted to throw that out that Pat's still around.
Sounds good. Well, you know, if you're currently in escrow right now, you're probably wondering when you can close escrow. And that's the question I asked Joe, is just when we're going to get these insurance policies written. I had a transaction, Joe, where we had, it was a vineyard property. The guy actually went out and got insurance last week.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was like I think the purchase price is $1.6 million, so he was able to go out and get the insurance for his vineyards and everything else. So we kind of went, wow, that's kind of cool. But it's going to be a while before you can actually, because if you don't get insurance, guys, the lender's not going to make the loan. So you've got to realize that. So, and no doubt there'll be, people extending escrows. Also, and people will like to talk about this. If you're buying a property and say you're buying a house in Coffee Park and it's still standing, but across the street is nothing but desolation, you have a pretty darn good claim to get back out of that deal. Okay. Because it's substantially changed in what you were buying. It's going to change, how you enjoy that property. You could really make some arguments now, even if it's maybe a half a mile away, you could say, gosh, the wind and the dust. I mean, there's all sorts of issues. So just know your rights. Talk to an attorney. If you're in a situation where, Mike, this was just not what I was going to buy, then go ahead and talk to your attorney. Most likely you'll be able to get to back out of the deal, but I'm not an attorney, but talk to your attorney about that. And then just be careful, guys, with scams. We're already seeing Craigslist, I don't know if you know this, Joe, but our listings are hijacked by scammers. And you'll drive by, and the reason that they take our listings is because we have all the photos up, and they take our photos for rent. Okay, and it's only $5,000 a month, and they meet you in front of the property, and they said, you better get this right now. Give me a deposit. I'll hold it for you. You never get inside it. Sometimes they go and they take our signs down, our for sale signs. So you got to be really careful out there. Craigslist is scam city. Just be very careful of looking for property on Craigslist. If you need a good property manager, they're out there. There's a lot of good companies that are really looking and taking care of you. But just be aware that these things are going to happen. You're going to see every scammer in the world be sucked right into this area. And I know it's a sad thing in our world today, but Joe, you did Northridge.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you saw your fair share of scammers in Northridge during the earthquake.
Yeah, it was a real education down there.
Yeah. So just be aware of that, right, that you're going to be seeing that. So, Joe, if you want to skedaddle, you can. Okay, I'm just going to wrap up here. Thanks for coming down. We appreciate it. You're going to get back to work?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a bed in your office now and everything? And
no, I'm back in the house now. Yeah. Good to see you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Joe Rupe here with State Farm. Okay, and he's a great guy. If you need an insurance person, you probably can't find anybody better. All right. So the thing is that his office is on Sonoma Avenue. He's real busy right now, so we didn't give out his number because he needs to go ahead and take care of his existing client base. But getting back to some of the scams, and, the PD was reporting, the numbers are staggering. 2,900 homes in Santa Rosa, over 400,000 square feet of commercial space, 3,800 occupied structures in the unincorporated areas of the county. This is going to be a long-term build. The positive folks are looking at it a little differently. There was a great article in the PD today. The one paragraph is local leaders are banking on the region rebounding quickly following a speedy cleanup effort, a streamlined rebuilding process, and a support system generous and responsive enough to allow displaced residents to stay or return. And then there's the reality of it. Others can't see how the bloat of the economy, deepening of the area's chronic housing crisis, acute labor shortage, and volatility in supply and cost of building materials can lead to anything but years of stagnation and exodus. So you've got two different schools of thought about what's going to happen. I'm still shaking it out. So in the weeks to come, we're going to try to figure this whole thing out and try to give you some clarity, maybe help you out to go to the correct people to help you, with scammers. Like Joe said, just be very careful, guys. If it sounds too good to be true, guess what? It usually always is.
And that has never changed. That it's always too good.
Unfortunately, when there's major misfortune in the world and tragedies like we just had with the fires, you're going to have people rushing in. Okay, to
scammers all the time, even on normal days.
Normal days. But now,
what do you think?
Multiply.
We really don't know how long this is going to take. This is just such a new thing, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it could be years. It could be, we just don't know.
We don't know because there's just a whole bunch of factors, Joe. I mean, number one is labor. Okay, you cannot get people over here to work in the current subdivisions that need to be built from Sacramento, where most of the laborers come from and the contractors. They're busy over there. So you're going to have to lure them now over to here, to Sonoma County. Where are you going to put them? Where are they going to stay? Are they going to make that commute? If you're a contractor and you got plenty of business over in Sacramento, what the heck do you want to commute over here for? Unless you're being paid incredibly superior wages and you have enticements to come over here. So, we're going to monitor this whole thing. I know the Builders Exchange is really busy with it. Read the PD today. There's some great articles in there. But in the weeks to come, this is kind of like week one for us, the rebuild. Weeks to come, we're going to be monitoring all these issues, hopefully helping you out when it comes to residential properties and this type of thing. I have an open house today at 4335 La Grande Lane in Bennett Valley. The property price on that is $780 acre and a half. Come out and see me today, 1 to 4. There will be a checkpoint there, but just tell them you're coming through to the open house. And hopefully we'll all get through this in the next 2 to 3 years to come. I'm Mike Kelly. If you have any questions, give me a call at 322-8503. See you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
And again, Pat will be in at noon to give you an update on how things are going.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com. The pre-